Groups like the American Civil Liberties Union and the League of Women Voters have been hammering the CRC since it released a set of draft rules in March. Critics say they would allow secret deliberations and give CRC Chairman Carlos Baruff dictatorial power. Commissioner Tom Lee, a former Senate president, agrees. So does Commissioner Arthenia Joyner, a former Senate Democratic leader. But Commissioner Brecht Hukin argued it takes a powerful leader to delegate authority.
And at first blush, when I read the rules, I came away with the perception that it was top-heavy and gave excessive power to the chair.
League of Women Voters activist Rachel Garofalo urges a series of ethical restrictions. Garofalo also wants the CRC to give the public a final crack at the proposals after they take shape, but before they're etched in stone.
We would like to provide for public hearings around the state after proposals have been reported by style and drafting and before the final vote is taken.
In a nod to protesters, Commissioner Don Gates, also a former Senate president, proposed allowing activists to post flyers and handbills outside of CRC meetings. The commission is expected to adopt a final version of the rules next month. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.